Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Part 3 of a three-part radio adaptation by Bill Morrison of Crime and Punishment. This week, Earplay brings you the final part of Dostoevsky's classic story. Raskolnikov's mother and his sister, Dunya, have arrived in St. Petersburg to make arrangements for Dunya's engagement. Raskolnikov, in the depths of depression and confusion, has sworn never to see his family again. Unaware that he was overheard by Svidrigailov, his sister's former employer, he has promised to reveal the murderer's identity to Sonya before giving himself up to the police. He accepts an invitation to go to the office of Porfiry, the police chief in charge of the investigation. Although Porfiry clearly suspects him, the police chief does not yet have sufficient evidence to make an arrest, and so he waits, hoping that in time Raskolnikov will incriminate himself. Raskolnikov leaves a free man, intoxicated with the temporary victory he's won. Earplay presents Part 3 of the BBC production, Crime and Punishment.
Have we put out the Lisbon wine? We must have it. I know it's not Madeira, but it is the same thing, the proper thing for funerals. I know the right thing. I was brought up properly. We must do it properly. I didn't always live like this.
I know, Mother.
Now, will there be enough food for everyone?
Well, there won't be many people.
But they must come. I have sent invitations to everyone in the house. We are a respectable family. They won't refuse.
I'm afraid they will.
Then it will be the fault of the landlady. That fat German woman will have turned them against us. She never liked me.
Katerina, please. This isn't the day to bring up old quarrels. I promise me, you won't get too excited. It makes you ill. You mustn't let the little ones see you in again. Now, don't worry. Everything is ready.
Sonia, excuse me. Can I speak to you for a moment?
Svidrigailov, I knew of all the people in the house, you would be sure to come. You are very welcome. Now, please, come in. Let me get you a drink.
I'm sorry, I only called for a moment. I have a message for Sonia.
But you'll come back later, won't you? Won't you? You must. And your cousin, Mr. Lushin, he is coming, isn't he?
I don't know. I think he may be busy, but Mr. Lushin does want to see Sonia now.
It'll be about a pension for me. We've talked all about it. Sonia, don't keep him waiting.
There's nothing more to do. Just rest. Please.
Do come back, Mr. Lebetyatnikov. Everyone will be here. Everyone.
You wanted to see me.
Yes, Sonia, do sit down.
I'll not be in your way. I'll go over by the window. I'll read my book.
Now, first, Sonia, will you please make my excuses to your mother? Unfortunately, I can't come to the funeral meal.
I will.
Is she well? When I spoke to her yesterday, I thought she looked very ill.
I'm afraid she is. She said something about a pension you might be able to get for her.
Oh, she hasn't understood me. There was a possibility of some temporary assistance, but of course your father wasn't actually employed in the civil service at the time of his death. She's imagining things I didn't say.
Please excuse her.
No, but I want to do what I can. We may be able to raise a subscription for her. Oh. However, I'm concerned whether the money would be safe with her. She has spent all she had already. All this money this Raskolnikov gave her.
It is only one day, a special day. She wanted to honor the dead.
Oh, of course, of course. But I want you to have care of any money. And I'm prepared to give 10 rubles, which is all I can spare. I want no credit, naturally. I don't want my name mentioned.
I don't know how to thank you.
Here is the money. Now, I don't want any thanks. Now, let me show you to the door.
It's very good of you.
Here we are. Oh, excuse me. We must be careful. You don't want to lose that money, do you? There we are. Goodbye.
I'm all right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I saw that.
Saw? What did you see?
Very generous. I don't approve of private charity, of course. I think it just promotes the evil it tries to prevent, but I respect your action. Frankly, I hadn't expected it from a man like you. When I saw you sitting there with that pile of banknotes in front of you, I thought you were being cruel, tormenting the poor girl. I was wrong.
I don't give a damn what you think.
I only said...
I would be very glad when my flat is ready and I no longer have to be your guest. I've never listened to so much sanctimonious drivel about the rights of man, the nobility of the poor, the socialist utopia, and all the rest of your ridiculous notions. God help us if you should ever run the world.
You mean it would be God help men like you? I'm sorry, it's not part of my belief to insult anyone, especially not a relative.
Because you're gutless. You're only interested in that little whore because you want to get into bed with her without paying for it. That's your freedom.
Oh, there's no point in talking. I'm going out. I hope you will be gone when I get back.
Oh, I will.
I don't understand you. Why? Why did you give her the money?
That's my business.
I hope that you sampled everything, Mrs. Lippervexel. I found something nice. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Marmalade.
Mr. Raskolnikov, you were able to come. Let me welcome you.
Forgive me for not being at the funeral.
We are glad to see you now. Now, you must sit down. Sit here. At my left hand. This is the landlady, Mrs. Lippervexel. Mr. Raskolnikov,
how do you do?
Madam.
Don't pay too much attention to her. She has no conversation, no reading. Well, what can you expect from a German? Sonia, here is Mr. Raskolnikov.
I'm very glad you could come.
Sonia.
Has the old deaf man had enough to eat, Sonia?
Yes, Mother.
We at least must behave properly. Not like some here. Yes, Mrs. Lippervexel, do have another drink. I'm sorry there aren't more people. All the respectable people I've invited have been kept away by that fat German sow. Well, she knows we're talking about her. But she can't understand. She wants everybody to think she's doing me a favor by being here. But none of these people were a friend of my dear husband. Not like yourself. But we are not forgotten. Mr. Lushin has given us 10 rubles to start a subscription.
Lushin?
Oh, you know him.
Too well. I'd forgotten he was staying in this house.
With his cousin, Mr. Lebetsyatnikov. A very respectable young man, a civil servant, like my poor husband. Well, they'll have to give me a pension. They will. I have great plans. I will open a boarding school in the country for young ladies.
Talking of your school again?
It will be for young ladies of refinement.
It takes a proper lady to run a school for ladies.
How would you know anything about it?
Are you saying I'm not a lady?
I do not have to say it. I know how to run a school. My father was a colonel.
And my father was a very important man in Berlin.
I doubt if you had a father, or if you had, he was a cook.
He was a drunk. My father paid for everything in cash on the spot. He was a very respectable man.
Then he mustn't have known his daughter, for he didn't teach her anything.
You hear what she says about me. It's only the kindness of my heart keeping me in this respectable house. I don't remember when you last paid rent and what money they have. Ha! We all know where it comes from. That's how respectable she is. A mother who puts her daughter on the street.
No. I'll tear her eyes out of her head.
Madam Katerina, please.
Keep away from his mad. Let me at her.
Now, ladies,
please. Mother, I've been too kind. I put the blame here too long. Get out. You won't stay in this house 1 minute longer.
Mr. Lushin, please. Come in. You have come at the right moment. Now you must tell this fat German sow that she can't treat a colonel's daughter like this.
Let me pass. I've nothing to do with your endless quarrels, ma'am. I've come to see your daughter.
Now, what do you want with her?
Sonia Marmalade.
When you came to see me, I was counting a pile of money. Was I not?
Yes, you gave me 10 rubles.
After you left, I discovered that a 100-ruble note was missing. If you have any knowledge of it, say so, and the matter can end there. Otherwise?
But I know nothing about it.
I have a witness that the money was there. Nobody else has been in the room except Lebeziatnikov, who certainly wouldn't steal from me.
It can't be true.
I was trying to be generous, and this is how you repay me.
I took nothing. Here is the 10 rubles. You can have it.
Mm? And where is the rest?
I have nothing else.
Then I must send for the police.
I knew it. I knew she was a thief.
Damn you, accuse my daughter. Here, take your 10 rubles.
I won't have anyone say my son is a thief. She came straight here.
Mm.
If she took the money, she'll have it still. Search her.
Mm.
Go on.
That is for the police.
Oh, we have nothing to hide. Sonia, turn out your pockets. Show them. Look. There's a handkerchief. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. Not a thing in this pocket. It'll be the same in the other. Oh. What is it for?
100-ruble note. Just as I said.
Steve!
Oh. Yes.
Someone go for the police. That's enough. You can go out in the street, the whole family. Out!
I didn't take it. I don't know how it got there.
But she doesn't take anything. She gave. She would give all she has. And Mr. Raskolnikov, you believe.
I'm not a cruel man. I could still overlook it. But the proof is there. You all witnessed it.
I am a witness also.
Lebeziatnikov, what do you want?
You thought I hadn't seen anything, or only what you wanted me to see. I'm very glad I came. I hadn't meant to, as you knew, but I thought I should tell Sonia. Do you know why? To tell her, in case she should lose it, of the 100-ruble note she didn't know she had.
She didn't know! You hear that?
Oh, this is nonsense!
You gave her the 10 rubles, all right. But when she was leaving, when you opened the door for her, when you bumped into her, I saw you slip the 100-ruble note into her pocket.
I did not!
I thought you did it out of kindness. I should have known men like you don't change.
You're making this up. How to spite!
So call the police. I'll give my evidence. What I don't understand is why you did it.
I can explain that. To get back at me. He's trying to turn my family against me, make me guilty by association. But Dunya will have nothing to do with you. Never.
I want an apology at once from all of you. My daughter is no thief. There is a law for people like you, Mr. Lucian. I want an answer.
Oh, get out of my way. Let me go. I've nothing to say to you. You can't let me. Let me pass.
No, let me pass.
All of you.
Let me pass.
No,
you are throwing them, my man. Then I'll fight them. You talk nothing but trouble about that. I won't be out here a minute longer. Out in the street. There you belong.
Good. Sonia has come back. Raskolnikov is there. I am waiting. You have promised us revelations. I don't want to have to sit here too long in this cold, empty room with my ear pressed to a door to hear what I think I know already. He's bound to tell her. He could never carry his burden alone. Let's listen.
Sonia, I said yesterday I wasn't coming to ask forgiveness, and it's the first thing I seek. Why do I torture you?
I am only hurt because you suffer. Your pain is mine. I want to share it.
Sonia, you remember I said I would tell you who killed Lizaveta?
Yes.
Well, I have come to tell you.
But how do you know?
Can't you see?
Oh, no. Why do you frighten me like this?
He didn't mean to kill Lizaveta. That was an accident. He meant to kill the old woman when she was alone. But Lizaveta came in. Don't you see?
No.
Look at me. Do you see me?
Oh!
Please, no, don't.
Oh, Rodia, what have you done to yourself?
How can you touch me? How can you hold me?
Oh, my love, what you must have suffered.
How can you love me?
I do, Rodia, that's all there is. I love you.
Then you won't leave me, Sonia. Even now.
I'll go with you anywhere. Why could we not have found each other before? nothing valuable more. We must keep what to do. We must be together. But I don't understand how you, someone like you, could do that thing.
To rob.
No. No, you did it for your family. You were starving.
If I had killed her only because I was starving, I would be happy now. Oh, what help is it to you to know any more?
It is better that I know.
You need a reason. What can I say? I wanted to become a Napoleon, and so I killed her. Do you understand that?
No, but tell me. I will understand if you tell me.
One day, I asked myself this question. If Napoleon had no way to become what he was meant to be except by murder, the murder of an old woman, a parasite, only to get money to start him on his road, would he have thought that act too awful, too impossible? I worried a long time, and then I saw, suddenly, that if he had no other way, he would have killed her, and it wouldn't have cost him a thought. So I, too, stopped thinking. Isn't that funny? That's exactly how it was.
You had better just tell me the facts.
Yes. Yes, I should. You see, well, you know how poor my family was. All their hopes lay in me. But I couldn't keep myself. I had to leave the university. Even if I'd stayed in 10 years, with luck, I might have been a teacher or a clerk with maybe 1,000 rubles a year. By then, my mother, my sister, well, I couldn't keep them. I could hardly keep children of my own if I had them. Very hard to have to pass everything by, accept, suffer, see leeches prosper. So, I decided to take the old woman's money and use it to give myself a chance to be. But in killing her, I did wrong. And that's it.
That can't be all. That's not it.
But I've told you the truth.
As if that could be the whole truth.
I only killed a louse, a parasite.
She was a human being.
You're right. That's not it. There were other, quite other causes. I haven't talked to anyone for so long, son. Far better to say I'm vain, cruel, half mad at least. I said I couldn't keep myself at university, but I could have given lessons. My mother would have sent me something. Look at Ratsumiki, how he works. But I sulked. It's the only word for it. I sulked in my room. I knew what was happening to me. But I wouldn't leave it. For days on end, I wouldn't eat. I lay and did nothing. At night, I had no light. I wouldn't even buy a candle. I sold my books. I lay and thought and dreamt. All the time, I dreamt all kinds of strange dreams. And I began to think. No, that's not it either. I'm telling you wrong. I kept asking myself why I was as stupid and helpless as the lowest, most ignorant peasant when I was more intelligent. Different. And then I saw that it was too much to expect all of us together to grow wiser, better. The strong will always have power over the ordinary people. Anyone who dares will be their hero, and whoever dares most is most right. He's the lawgiver. Power is only given to the man who will stoop and pick it up. One has only to dare. And then, for the first time in my life, an idea took shape in my mind which no one had ever thought before. I saw how strange it is that not a single person living in this mad world has had the daring to go straight for it all and send it flying to the devil. To see that it is chaos and the rules have only the force we give them. Because that's how life is. And I wanted to live. To live the real life, to conquer death. I only wanted to dare, Sonia. That was the whole cause of it.
You turned away from God and the devil has taken you.
So all that, lying there in the dark, was only the temptation of the devil.
Oh, don't blaspheme. You don't understand.
Oh, I kept trying to forget it, Sonia. Make a new beginning to stop thinking, for it was my destruction. The moment I questioned whether I had the right to take that power, it proved I didn't believe it. But I wanted to do it. To murder for my own sake, myself, alone. I wanted to find out something. Find out whether I was just another anonymous, defeated creature, or whether I could dare to stoop to pick it up. To be free, to have the right.
What right? The right to murder?
Is that how men do murder? They don't go as I went. I murdered myself, not her. It was the devil killed her. I murdered myself.
Oh, my poor Rodia.
What am I to do now?
Stand up. Stand up. Go now, this moment. Stand at the crossroads, bow down, kiss the earth, and then bow down to all the world and say to all men aloud, I am a murderer. Then God will send you life again.
Must I give myself up?
Suffer, repent, and cleanse yourself of sin. That is what you must do.
No. I won't go to them. They are destroyers too.
But how can you go on living with yourself?
What did I say? That I murdered, but didn't dare steal, never even looked at what I took. They wouldn't understand the truth.
You must have something to live for.
Perhaps I can still fight. Perhaps I can still... Sonia, listen to me. The police know me. Oh, why does that frighten you? It's what you want, but I'm going to fight them. They have no evidence. I learned a lot from Porfiri. I know what he means to do. He'll arrest me, but he can't keep me. Now, will you visit me? No. Don't come and see me. Have you a crucifix?
I have. Here, too. Take the wooden one. This copper one with leaded letters. The wooden one is mine.
Don't give it to me now. Later.
When you are ready. You will put it on, and we will go together.
Sonia! Sonia!
See who it is. It doesn't matter.
Sonia! Sonia!
Mr. Sviatnikov, what's wrong?
It's your mother, Katerina. They were all in the street. She went quite out of her head.
Well, what has happened?
A blood vessel seems to have burst. She may not last long.
Oh, God, I knew it would happen. I'll go at once.
She fell down in the street. The blood burst out of her lungs in a stream as if she'd been struck.
That's what happened.
She was like a mad thing, calling out that she'd been abandoned. They had nowhere left to go. She dressed the children in all kinds of coloured rags and streamers, took a tin basin as a drum and forced that pathetic troop out onto the streets to sing. She said everyone would see they were well-born children whose father was an official. The Tsar would help them once he saw their misery. She still believed that those people care a damn what happens to the likes of her. Well, the children were frightened and understood nothing. She beat them to sing songs they didn't know. Well, then the police came because of the crowd jeering, and she cried and coughed and was mad, quite mad at the end, until she fell and the blood burst out. I don't know what will happen to the family. God, the system is rotten. Marmeladov's sin was nothing to the sin of those who allow such conditions to exist, that allow human beings to suffer more than animals.
We must go and help Sonia.
We must be too late. She's dead. The only relief left to her.
Rodion, can I have a word with you?
Svitrigaila, what are you doing here?
Excuse us.
Of course, I'll do what I can.
Rodion, I've taken care of everything, the funeral, all that. You don't have to worry. I'll put the little ones in an orphanage and settle 1,500 rubles on each when they come of age. And the rest will help Sonia.
The rest?
You can tell Dunia this is how I'll spend her 10,000 rubles.
Why?
Won't you allow me one good deed?
But you don't know these people.
Katerina wasn't a louse, like some old pawnbroker. Was she? If I don't help them, we know what will happen to Sonia. And her little sister Polya will go the same way. You said so yourself.
How do you know what I said?
I have rooms in the same house as Sonia. In fact, there's only an empty room separates us.
And you were in that room?
I told you I was interested in you.
What does it matter? Nothing matters. Let me die here. I don't remember anymore. I don't know why anything is.
Svidrigailov, what can I do? What?
Nothing. Lie here and float in blankness. Nothing matters anymore.
So you're here, are you? Or will you talk to me? Not that it matters, since I don't understand anything anymore. Now, I'm not going to ask you any questions. I've only come to see how you are because of your family. But I think I know how you are. You've lost your wits.
When did you see them, Ratsumikin?
I've just left them. Your mother is seriously ill with worry about you, and you just sit here quite calm. There's some mystery. Maybe you're not mad, but I don't want to know. All to hell with you. Yes, well, that's what I've come to say. It makes me feel a great deal better.
So you'll go and get drunk now?
How did you know I was going to do that? Oh, Roger, we used to know each other so well.
I know something else about you. You're in love with my sister.
Why do you say that to me? I won't even admit that to myself.
I also know that you're honest and good, that you belong to each other. I've no doubt of it. Whatever happens to me, I give my family into your care. If she doesn't love you now, she'll come to love you.
Oh, I don't even dream of it. It's all I want, Roddy, all I want in the world. But where are you going? What? Oh, I said I wouldn't ask. Oh, I love you too, Roddy. I always have. Just answer me one question. Does this business concern Dunia?
Not at all. Why?
Well, she got a letter yesterday and was very upset by it and said something about having to go away or... Oh, I don't know. She hasn't mentioned it since. Oh, there's too much mystery. Well, at least one's been solved.
What?
The murder. Nikolai, the workman, confessed.
Who told you?
Porfiry. He has it all tied up. He can explain it all, psychologically, everything. Well... Well, don't get drunk now, just like you said. But please, Roger, I don't know what secret you have. I did once think it was connected with the old woman. But whatever it is, take care.
Porfiry does not believe that Nikolai did it. What plan does he have? I may still escape. He does not know what he needs to know. No one does. But Sonya, and Arkady Ivanovich Svidrigailov, I must settle with him. I must do it. Now.
Porfiry.
Roger, can I come in? If you have a minute to spare, I'd like to talk to you.
I'm alone. Sit down. Say what you want to say.
I called before, but you weren't in. I had a look round. The door was open. You always leave it open.
What would I hide?
True. Roger, I owe you an explanation. For that last interview of ours, I'm sorry, it was my fault.
It didn't trouble me.
No, you were quite right. We cannot go on with these suspicions. I was just hoping something would come out if you lost your temper or I brought that man from behind the door. I relied too much on your temper. You see, it's very frustrating. All I need is one fact, just one, to come popping out.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm trying to explain. I've caused you a lot of suffering, and I don't enjoy that. I like you. I know you don't like me, but I want to make you see that I am sincere, that I'm very concerned with your best interests.
I don't dislike you.
Remember that article of yours about the extraordinary man who had a right to commit a crime? Well, I made fun of it. Well, that was just to study you. But, you know, it was absurd, fantastic, but it had a special quality. I felt I understood it. I thought the man who wrote that, if he's guilty, will be a formidable opponent. That man will come to me. He's sure to come. And when you did, I'll tell you the truth. My heart hammered in my chest.
I believe you now think Nikolai is guilty. The case is solved.
I'll tell you the sort Nikolai is. He's a country lad, a bit simple-minded, a bit harmless. He got religion, one of those strange evangelical sects. Now, this simple soul comes to the big city, and of course he gets carried away with the women and the wine, and he forgets his religion. Do you realize, Roger, the force the word suffering has for some people? They must suffer for their sins. And if it's at the hands of the authorities, so much the better. Nikolai wants to suffer. To pay for all his imagined wickedness. And it is all imagined. He never did it. He's not capable of this crime. This was a metaphysical act. Whoever did it resolved to leap into the unknown. He had a theory, but no plan. But look how he panicked when the blood spurted out. No, this murderer still thinks he is an honest man. And despises others.
And who? Who is the murderer?
Why, you, Roger Raskolnikov. You were the murderer.
It was not me.
It was. I've come to tell you everything, to be open and honest with you.
I don't believe you. You're up to your tricks again.
I've come alone. No police, no witnesses. It doesn't matter what your attitude is to me. I am convinced.
Then why don't you arrest me?
It wouldn't be in my interest.
If you're so convinced that
it's It's only my theory. It can all be seen two ways, even the psychology. Well, we'll have to put you in prison. But I've come, against all the rules, to tell you. And to tell you it will not be to my advantage.
Why bother to tell me at all?
Because I want to help you. Can't you see that? I have a proposition for you.
What?
Surrender and confess. And I'll help you.
You have no evidence. What if you're wrong?
I'm not wrong. I must arrest you. I will. But it'd be better for you to confess.
If I were guilty, why should I confess when you say I'd be safer in prison?
Now, don't put too much faith in words. That's only my theory. Confess, and I swear before God, I will arrange it to seem like a complete surprise. There'll be no questions. Your crime will appear as an aberration, which is what it was. And you'll get a very much shorter sentence.
It's not worth it.
That's what I was afraid of. Roger. Don't deny the future. You have all your life before you.
What have I before me?
Prison will only be a few years. Are you afraid of the disgrace? I can't believe that.
Ah, the hell with it all.
You are a young man. You made up a theory. And what torments you is that it didn't work and it wasn't so original after all. But that doesn't mean that you, the man, must fail with it. You must find some faith, some clean air to breathe, some hope. Suffer and become clean. It can happen. Find something to live for. Have faith in God. All right, you don't believe in me. It sounds like that, if you... But don't dismiss it. You have to pay for what you did. But then you can be free.
What sort of a prophet are you?
I am a man whose day is over, who has nothing to hope for, whose life is behind him. Maybe your life, too, will come to nothing. But don't be afraid. I'm being as honest as I can.
When do you mean to arrest me?
I can give you 2 days.
What if I run away?
You won't. If I put you in prison, eventually you will confess.
Porfiri, I've listened to you out of curiosity, that's all. I've admitted nothing. Remember that.
2 days. Use them to think. Find what you want to live for. I'll see you in the end. Rudyan, I don't believe you'd put an end to yourself. And that in the wild chance, be the note, just the simple facts, it'd be a generous act. Goodbye.
Svidrigailov.
Ah.
Why are you hiding from me?
I wasn't.
You were watching me from this window. You pulled back when I saw you.
I'm not trying to hide from you. I'm sitting here drinking champagne, that's all. Join me.
I've been looking for you.
I can't have hidden very well.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
I've only one thing to say to you. Leave my sister alone. She had a letter. I think it was from you. Try to see her and I'll kill you before you can get me locked up.
I don't think you would kill me.
You know better than anybody that I could do it.
Does what I know bother you? I won't tell the police.
I don't trust you.
Oh, you're being so dramatic. Do be sensible.
Why do you follow me?
Because I want to know what will happen next. For the first time in a long time, I do not know what will happen next.
Does that excite you?
Yes, it does. Have some champagne. I want to talk. I don't know what I want it all about. I have some time. I have an appointment later. I don't often talk to someone like you. Here, drink some of this. I don't know why I'm drinking it. I don't like it, but I wanted it.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. Perhaps I'm drunk. I don't know what is going to happen next. You like women.
Why do you ask?
No, I mean for the pleasure of them. I don't think you do. That's the difference between us. You'd think that was sordid, wouldn't it? Your blood wouldn't burn like mine at the thought of a beautiful young virgin. The younger, the better. The a prospect that she might open herself to you, give herself. Oh, that excites me. And for the same reason, it is forcing into the unknown. I do not know what will happen next.
You're sick.
Yes, but what is the disease? Perhaps I'm drunk on that prospect. Anyway, it gives me an occupation. Every man should have one. Otherwise, I'd be totally bored, and then what would I do? I might have to shoot myself.
Could you? Could you kill yourself?
Are you asking the question of me or of yourself? It depends what meaning you find. We're always defeated. I don't want to talk about it. Death frightens me. So let's talk about your sister.
I won't.
Believe this or not, just as you like. But Dunia is among the few women I respect. I wasn't faithful to my wife. I told her quite openly when we were married that I couldn't be. She was a very jealous woman. But we came to an understanding. I could have who I liked, so long as I didn't fall in love and I didn't touch a woman of our own class. And I had to tell her about each affair. I think she enjoyed that. She liked to be shocked, and I didn't mind telling her all the finer details. In fact, some of them were a work of art in the doing and the telling. Ooh, there was a very inventive kitchen maid. Oh, Roddy, in such disapproval. Don't you think it was a satisfactory arrangement?
A sordid one.
You're as puritanical as your sister. She was shocked, too. But to her, I was a lost soul in need of saving. She pitied me in my depravity. And pity is a very dangerous thing for a woman to feel. It's in your sister's nature to sacrifice herself, you know. I did nothing to encourage her, but she wanted to reform me. It became very important to her. We drew closer and closer together. We were fascinated by each other. And in the end, I was helpless. I was in the grip of the most irresistible lust. But she's almost morbidly chaste. I lost all judgment. I couldn't have the patience to wait.
You would have waited forever.
Raskolnikov, you don't know women. The whole thing was a disaster. I was abject, pleading. I offered her 30,000 to run off with me. I vowed eternal love.
You don't know what love is.
I know the pain of it. But I betrayed the agreement with my wife. She couldn't stand it. Dunia had to go.
And you expect me to believe you no longer want her?
There's no hope of it.
Leave her alone. I warn you, leave her alone.
It's all over. Everything will soon be over. You know that, don't you? Well, I must go. I have my appointment.
I'm going with you.
Why?
I can't trust you. You must have sent her that letter.
All I want to do is help your sister. Anyway, I've decided to get married.
What? So soon?
You keep being shocked. It's very boring. The marriage is being arranged for me. My father was a civil servant, but he's had to retire. He has paralysis. So, they're very respectable, but very poor. They have a daughter they've had to take away from school. 16 next month. I presented myself, a rich widower of 50. I couldn't have been more charming. It was worth paying to hear me. They were delighted at the prospects I offered. She was sent for. In she came. Can you see her? So young. Still in a short frock, childish curls, little feet, the smoothest of skin, a fresh mouth, rosy lips. She curtsies and blushes and lowers her head and glances at me along her eyes, the lashes long and lowered. Form, ripe, but unopened. Imagine what fire might stir behind those blushes. It's all arranged.
How could they let you marry her?
Have I shocked you again? Little girls excite me. Not much else does anymore. All right. I'm not troubled by the morality of it. I have my own principles. But it disgusts you. It's all right for you to do what you've done. I haven't mentioned that.
made no judgment, expressed no horror. I don't think I have the right.
Perhaps you'd prefer that.
You seem to suspect me more because I'm silent. If you can't be honest, then run away. Run off to America. I'll give you the money. Just ask.
No, I won't run away.
You shouldn't have killed her if you couldn't live with it afterwards. If you cannot live with yourself, then shoot yourself. Or wouldn't you consider that? Come on. You still mean to follow me, don't you? All I'm going to do is keep my appointment and then go to the islands and see what amusement I can find there. Come with me. I'll pay.
No. No, I won't. Please yourself, Dunia.
Dunia, you've no need to be frightened of me.
I am not in the least afraid.
You've seen the empty room next door where I listened.
Spied on them. You make an accusation in your letter against my brother. I've heard that story before, and I don't believe it.
Then why are you here?
What proof have you?
Your brother came to see Sonia to make a confession to her. I heard it quite clearly. He's a murderer.
No.
He killed an old pawnbroker and her sister. Sonia's the only one he's told. And she knew nothing of it before. She won't betray him.
It isn't true.
His motive was robbery.
He isn't a thief.
He had other reasons. A theory. But he was special. The rules were different for him.
I've read his article.
Then you know what I mean. But he's discovered it is not so, and he can't live with it.
I want to see Sonia.
She's away all day.
Did you arrange that? I don't believe you. I don't believe any of this. You have some other purpose.
Dunia, I can save him. I can get him abroad. I have the money and the influence. He's no common criminal. He'll make up for his crime.
I don't trust you.
Where are you going?
I must find my brother. Why is the door locked? Open it for me.
Think what you're doing. You can't go out in this state. The police are watching him. You give him away. You must control yourself. Come and sit down. We must think about what is the best thing to do. That's why I asked you here.
Can he be saved? Can you save him?
That depends on you.
Why?
I can get the passport. I can take care of everything. If you tell me to.
No.
You have no choice. You won't betray your brother?
No. Open the door. I want to go.
Don't you see what you've done to me? Nothing matters to me now but to have you. I love you. I have no choice at all.
Stay away from me.
No, nobody can hear you. We neither of us have any choice. Save him and save me. I must have you. I won't hurt you. I could force you, but that's not what I want. Give yourself. Do it freely. Sacrifice yourself to me for both of us. It's inevitable. It's not shameful. Give yourself to me, for I cannot live without you. Oh, how ironic. My own revolver. I even taught you how to fire it.
It was your wife. I took it to protect myself.
Perhaps that is even more ironic. Do me.
No, stay away. I cannot trust you. You killed your wife.
If I did, it was for you.
I never gave you cause. I hated you.
It is such a short step to love. To the unknown. I remember the night in the garden. If you're going to shoot me, my wild dream, well, do it. Do it, now. The wasp has stung me. You shouldn't have aimed for the head. Look, only a little blood. Come on, shoot again. I'll wait for you.
Why couldn't you let me be?
You haven't loaded it properly. There's one more charge. Go on, get it ready. I'll wait. Now, now, shoot me. Oh. He threw it away. So be it. Do not.
Please, let me leave.
So you do not love me?
No.
And you cannot love me.
You must let me go.
Here's a key. Take it. Go on. Go. Go quickly. Go. Go now. Go. So. The choice is made. It always was impossible. There's one bullet left.
Mr. Svidrigailov.
Sonia, may I come in?
Yes. You're soaking wet.
I've been walking all day. It doesn't matter. I haven't long. Please listen carefully. I may be going to America, so this is the last time I will see you. These are the papers providing for your family. For yourself, here are 3 5% bonds to the value of 5,000 rubles.
But
take them, take them. This is between us. No one else must know. You cannot go on living as you have. You must promise me that.
You have done enough for us.
Don't talk, don't talk. Raskolnikov has only two choices. A bullet in the brain or prison in Siberia.
How?
Don't talk, I know it all. He should confess. He must live. If he goes to Siberia, you must follow him. You have the money for it now. It's the same as giving it to him. Tell no one I was here. My greetings to Raskolnikov.
How can you go out like this? The storm, the rain.
Would a storm stop a man who is going to America?
Here's the room, sir. Best room in the hotel.
It'll do. Is there tea?
Yes, sir.
Bring me some.
The size of a cupboard. Spiders. And the year of death. As if that night. It will do.
Oh, I hate the sound of trees in a storm at night.
Governor, now is the time if you want to visit me with your restaurant.
Here's your tea, sir.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, sir. Sleep well.
Flowers, garden, a cottage, stairs, a room above. Light, bright air, narcissus bending, bright green, thick green, long green stalks, everywhere flowers. A coffin, satin shroud, a girl lies, arms folded, arms pressed to young chest. 14, fair hair, wet, smiling without misery, drowned on a black night storm. Knew that body, knew that face. I destroyed her. Little girl, 5 or 6, so wet, so cold. Don't be afraid of me, so cold. Come, into bed, my bed, warm in my bed, so wet, clothes wet, take off the clothes, so cold. Lie in my bed, warm, that's all. I watch, with a candle I watch. Sleep, little girl. Sleep warm. Color in her cheeks now. Rosy cheeks. Warm now. No, 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 no. Weakened. Look at me. Smiles with those red lips. Lashes, long lashes on her eyes. Smiles, a glance along the eyes. Sly, red lips, white teeth, curls, stretch and turn and uncover yourself and spread and smile and sly. Look sly. Smile and look so shamelessly and laugh and know and look at me and turn your rosy face and blush and spread yourself, open your legs and smile and reach for me. Child, don't reach for me. Little child, you should not know. You should not know how to look at me.
A dream. A hideous dream. I've slept too long. I must write the letter and then go on my journey.
What do you want here?
Nothing. Good morning.
This is private property. Do you have any business here?
I'm going on a journey to a new land.
A new land?
To America.
America? Here, what are you doing with that gun? This isn't the place to play jokes.
Why shouldn't it be the place?
Oh, because it isn't.
I think it's a good place. When they ask you, just say he was going to America.
You can't do that. It's not the place.
Dunia, have you been waiting for me?
I've been with Sonia. We both waited. Then I came to your room.
So you know. I see you know. I'm very tired, Dunia. Give me a moment.
Where were you last night?
I don't know. Down by the river.
We were so afraid for you. Thank God you still have faith in life.
I have no faith. But I've been to see my mother and asked her to pray for me. I don't know why.
You haven't told her, surely you haven't?
No. But she knows in her heart. I thought a lot about drowning myself. But if I thought I was strong, I must live by that. It's a matter of pride.
Pride? Only pride?
I must go. I must give myself up. But I don't know why I must.
Roger, by confessing, you will have half paid for your crime already.
Crime? What crime? That I stepped on a lout, a parasite? Was that a crime? It's just that I'm a coward. Nothing in me. No guts. Too weak. So I'll confess. I'll beg for mercy.
What are you saying? You spilled another human being's blood.
Which all men shed. Which flows and has always flowed in streams. Which is spilt like wine and for which men are crowned and are called benefactors. We all kill ourselves. Do you know what was wrong? I was too clumsy, too stupid, too afraid. Couldn't do it properly. If I could have succeeded, I could have been crowned with glory.
No.
Is that too crude for you? Where's the difference if the slaughter is of thousands? Don't cry for me. What is the object of this senseless suffering? Must I suffer? Will I know better when I'm an old man crushed by prison? What will I have to live for then? Why do you suffocate me with your love? If I was alone and had never been loved, none of this would have happened. I'll go. I'll see Sonia first. But I don't know why I go. It is time. Give me the cross now, Sonia. Oh, if I didn't have to answer all their stupid questions, hear them laugh.
Here it is. I had it ready.
You wear the other. Lizaveta. There were two crosses on the old woman's neck. They would be appropriate. Sonia, I'm doing what you want.
Pray with me.
No. I'll go now. By myself. I couldn't sustain it. I couldn't conquer. That's all. I bow down. I kiss the earth. I have sinned.
Look at him.
He's drunk.
There he is. He's going to his Jerusalem and saying goodbye to his little children and his mother country. He's bowing down to all the world and kissing the great city of St. Petersburg and its lovely stinking paper.
Oh, he looks like a gentleman, too.
Oh, who can tell anymore? People have gone mad.
I am...
What are you? What are you, brother? Come on.
Spit it out.
No,
you won't tell us. Oh, not a word will come out, eh? The hell with you then, brother.
I want to see... where is...
Yes, can I help you?
I am Raskolnikov.
Oh, yes. What can we do for you?
I thought I would find Zamyatov here.
He had to leave, didn't you know? Excuse me. You, take these. They're the papers about that Svidrigailov.
Did you say Svidrigailov?
Did you know him?
Yes. What's happened to him?
He shot himself this morning in the street. He left a letter saying no one was to blame. How did you know him?
My sister was governess to his family.
Do you know of any reason why he should do this?
No. None. It was I.
Yeah?
It was I.
Yeah? What?
It was I killed the old pawnbroker woman and her sister Lizaveta with an axe and robbed them. It was I killed the old pawnbroker woman and her sister Lizaveta with an axe and robbed them.
At first, he would have nothing to do with me. I visited him when I was allowed to, and he let me look after him, at least wash and darn for him. When he went to Siberia, I got a job in the town there. It wasn't so bad. If only he would have paid any attention to me. They said at the trial that it was a temporary insanity, but nothing seemed to change his condition. Not even news of his family, that his sister married Ratsumihin. His mother took it very hard. She wasn't strong. I was afraid to tell him when she died. But when I did, even that didn't change him. The prison was bad, but he didn't seem to care, never complained like the others. Then he stopped speaking to anyone. And then he was ill for a long time. I think he was ashamed that he hadn't been strong in himself. That he had failed somehow. I could give him no reason to live. I couldn't make him see with my eyes how we must love something. Even if it's only a bird singing. But something. I got to know the other prisoners. I did little jobs for them, sent letters or wrote for the ones who couldn't write. They weren't bad men. It was spring when he began to get better. But I was ill, and we didn't see each other for a long time. When I saw him again, it was early in the morning on the river bank where he worked. I smiled as brightly as I could, as I always did, no matter how he might look. I wanted to hold his hand. Mostly he wouldn't let me. But I always offered my hand to him. This time, he took it at once and wouldn't let it go. We were alone by the river. And something seemed to lift from him, to pass away like mist rising in the sunlight. And he wept and held me. He had risen again. I had not mentioned God to him. I knew he didn't want me to. But God had not forgotten him. It didn't matter if he believed as I believed, so long as we shared the same hope. We had 7 years still to endure, and then would begin another life and another story.
For the last 3 weeks, Earplay has presented the BBC production of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, in a new radio adaptation by Bill Morrison. Ronald Pickup played Raskolnikov. Others in the cast were Joan Matheson, Pauline Monroe, Henry Stumper, Penelope Lee, Joanna David, Paul Seed, Malcolm Hayes, Peter Woodthorpe, Ann Jameson, Peter Jeffrey, Anthony Higginson, and John Rye. The program was presented by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.